Retirement used to come with a 65th birthday and a gold watch. You hit a certain age, received a nice parting gift, and handed over your pass key. But check that cubicle next to you. Your colleagues are getting older than you think. Not, of course, NPR special correspondent Susan Stamberg.
Want to bet? Lots of folks who are reaching that 65 milestone may not want to stop working, either for financial reasons or, if they're lucky, because they like the stimulation and companionship of the workplace. So part-time work begins to sound attractive, a few days a week, say, or shorter days. Reporter Bonnie Urbay has been studying various retirement issues. She says something called phased retirement is increasingly popular because the workforce is graying.
Demographically, there are two major things going on here. First and foremost, by the year 2010, some 80 million baby boomers, the older edge of the baby boomers, will start reaching the age of 65. And they're saying, I love work, I want to work, I need the money, I need the intellectual stimulation in many cases, but I don't want to do it all the time anymore. Conversely, the companies are seeing a great brain drain, and you see it particularly in some industries such as engineering, technology, nursing, for example. They don't want to lose the experience, and they save money by having these very senior, highly skilled people go part-time rather than full-time.
Yeah, but what about the money? Once you decide to phase your retirement, what happens to your pension plan? What happens to the time at which you decide totally to retire?
Well, that's sort of the 600-pound gorilla here blocking a lot more phased retirement. There was means testing for Social Security that meant up until the year 2000, that every retiree who was on or getting Social Security would lose a dollar of Social Security for every $3 that they earned above the means testing limit. Mm-hmm. Now, Congress changed all that in 2000. Now what's left over is many corporate pension plans were written before boomers and others started demanding these more flexible workplace arrangements. And so they, under their own pension plans, can't pay somebody part-time. That's the problem.
Yeah. We spoke with a professor emeritus at Georgetown University here in Washington, George Vixens. He taught economics for years at Georgetown. Then officially he retired a bit more than a year ago. Professor Vixens explains what he's been doing since then.
Well, I've been doing a little bit of this and a little bit of that. Some consulting. I've been doing a little bit of writing. I am doing summer teaching. When I walked away from my regular Georgetown job, I still wanted to hang on to some of this because I built the program. Mm-hmm. You can't just stop producing and become a full-time consumer if all of your life you have been producing something or another.
Professor Emeritus at Georgetown University, George Vixens. Well,
and you can imagine the wealth of knowledge and experience that he brings to that university and allows them to keep. But I don't want to give the impression that this is a widespread phenomenon yet. I have a study from the Cornell University, of course, study of employer phased retirement policies. They surveyed 950 corporations of 20 employees or more. 73% of them said that they would permit an older employee to reduce hours, but few report that this is part of a formal written policy. I should also say this is coming at a time when the younger workers are demanding much more flexibility than ever. The Gen X mothers and fathers want careers, but they also want time to raise their families. They're going in and out of the workplace. And so this is happening at both ends of the employment spectrum.
Thanks very much. Bonnie Urbay is host of PBS's To the Contrary. I'm Susan Stamberg, NPR News.